Fortunately, we have also elevated expressway system. Maybe all of you will be criticized us also. And also the population or size are not very different. Okay, shall we go? So this is the shape of Tokyo. And then we have this area amount of around 6,000 square kilometer, and we have 30 million people in this area. Next, please. And in the city center, we have 8 million people, and this is density, not very high, not very low. Next, please. And this is the structure for the residential, the population density distribution, and this is workplace-based population density. We have very strong core and sub-centers also, and we have very widely spreaded residential area. This is one of the features of Tokyo and also the weak point of Tokyo. Next, please. And what is very, very specific in transportation in Tokyo is its modal split. And in all Metro Tokyo, the railway transport shoulders more than 40%. It doesn't mean Tokyo people have no cars. Most of the households have cars. But we just use our cars in the leisure time for the outward, not for the center. And moreover, next please, for the traffic coming into the city center in the morning, the more than 70% of traffic or the transportation are shouldered by railway transport. This is a significant point. Next please. The reason why our system, our transportation is shouldered by rail is that we have very extensive railroad system, urban railroad system, like this. Next, please. In line length, we have more than 2,000 kilometers in line length. And we have 25 operators of rail transport. And every day, more than 36 million people are using railway transport. Next, please. And more important matter is that we have to control the land use or the structure of the city so that the public transport, especially the rail transport, will be functioning. So if you look around the city structure, you can find densely inhabited areas are always rotating along the railway lines. Or moreover, in the major stations, you can find densely inhabited areas. Oh, thank you very much. Next, please. Yes. This is the same picture which Professor Knoflacher showed us. And among developed countries, Tokyo, the city of Tokyo, is providing the least energy consumption per capita. And the population density is not very high, but not very low. So I think the reason why we can enjoy this position is that Tokyo has good railway system. Next, please. Additional information. Okay. We have been just starting the research alliance project or a cooperative research project about sustainable urban regeneration, supported by the Ministry of Education in Japan. In our university. Next, please. And we are now constructing a research alliance among every university in these cities, like Beijing, Shanghai, Tongji also, and Hanoi like that. So those who'd like to know more information about this activity, please take some of these copies. I will circulate this. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very much.